You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when He tells me where to go.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner on WCNO.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, security assessment evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. 772-595.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today. Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, sometimes you can just bump into stuff every now and then. Huh? Even a blind squirrel will find a nut once in a while. Come on, amen? You can just bump into something. That's one thing. Come on, somebody. But when people really learn how to find the secrets of the kingdom, so when you get the revealed truth or you begin to understand the secret to the kingdom, then nothing can take that from you. Hell cannot get the revealed truth. There's no weapon formed against you. There's no demonic force. There's no other person. There's no offense. There's no problem too big. There's no circumstance in life that can take away the revelation that God gives you. It cannot prevail. Somebody shout, it cannot prevail. Then right after that, he says this, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth. And right after that, he says this, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom. What's he saying? He's saying, if I give you the keys to my house, what am I giving you? I'm giving you access to my house. If I give you the access code to my garage, what am I giving you? I'm giving you access to my refrigerator. I'm giving you access to my bathroom. I'm giving you access to my washing machine. I'm giving you access to everything I've got. Come on, amen. He's saying, I am giving you the privilege of access into the realm where decisions are made about your life and made about this world that we live in. You got somebody shout, I got access. A place where things are altered. A place where things are changed. A place where the power of God is released. He said, I'm giving you access. I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. He wants to teach us to operate in the secrets of the kingdom. How many of you like to find some secrets? We love secrets, don't we? We like to be in the know. If I stood up here tonight and I said, listen, trust me, I got an inside tip. You want to buy stock in Access Able Designs tonight. He said, well, why do you want to do that? Trust me, I know a secret. How many know if you do trust me and you believe what I'm saying, you're going to be on your Scottrade account, your Ameritrade account, or on the phone with your broker going, I need to buy some stock in Access Able Design. Why do you want to do that? Because I know a secret. We like secrets, don't we? Come on, amen. So he wants to teach us how to operate in the secrets of the kingdom. I mean, Psalms 91 says this. It says, there is a promise to people who learn how to dwell in the secret place. There's a promise to people that learn how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. So how many of you know that must be a place that you can have access to or he wouldn't tell you about it? Come on now, amen. And on the other hand, it must not be something everybody knows about because he said it's a secret place. I'm glad you got it. Is anybody else getting it? Come on, amen. So he is teaching us this. I want to take you into a place that not everybody knows about. In other words, everybody may not know about this, but I'm giving you the ability to have access to this place. It's a secret place, so that you can learn to live life and handle everything that life throws at you. And you can learn how to be promoted in life to different levels and grow from one dimension to the next dimension. How many of you want to grow just a little bit? I don't know about you, but man, there's times in my life where I went around the same mountain long enough. Somebody shout, long enough. We know it. Some of us sang the song, this looks familiar. Way too often, amen? John 10, 9 and 10 says, Jesus said, I am the doorway into that kingdom. In other words, I am the one that gives you access into the kingdom. You can't get to the kingdom unless you get the access code, my blood. I am the doorway into the kingdom. Verse 10, then he says this, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more. Verse 10, then he says, you might have life until it overflows. It overflows life, a life of favor, a life that lives on a different dimension, a life that's not beat up and dragged down by the world that we live in, but a life that's above it all, that's able to have joy when everybody's depressed, that's able to have strength when everybody's falling down. Come on, somebody, that's able to get their shout on when nobody wants to shout and everybody else is crying. I'm talking about a blessed life. A blessed life. Life of overflowing. In other words, he wants to give us something that the world can't offer us. How many want that? Something. How many of the world can offer you a lot of things? He wants to give us something that the world cannot offer us. It doesn't matter where you work, where you live, the kind of life that goes beyond natural living and moves into the supernatural realm, a supernatural area of power. That's where he wants to take us. That kind of, I want to live supernaturally. I know what natural life is. I don't like it. I don't like it. Can we just be real? I don't like fussing and fighting and arguing and trying to be right and trying who's wrong and who's right and who's got this and who got that. Shut up. I want supernatural life. I don't want nobody taking my joy. And I don't want nobody taking my peace. So I've got to learn the secrets of the kingdom. So if somebody comes to get my joy and somebody comes to get my peace, I can look at them and go, hands off. Can't touch this. Put my MC Hammer pants on. Woo-hoo-hoo. Some of you younger people have no idea what I'm talking about. It's all right. The blessed life. Is everybody okay? Watch this. He said, you have a thief. Everybody say thief. Literally, he's in a conversation with a group of Pharisees. Now, how many of you understand the thief of all of us is ultimately the devil? We understand that, right? But he is literally in this text, in this place in the Word, he is speaking to the Pharisees, and he's saying there's a religious system of thought that keeps robbing you from the life that I'm trying to get to you. I want to get you to this place of freedom. He's saying that you bought into a belief system that's not producing any life. It's producing religion. And I want to get you into life. That word thief, everybody shout thief. That word thief right there is the word that is used in the original language. It comes from the word and it means this, embezzler. Everybody say embezzler. How many know when somebody embezzles money, they fraudulently take something that don't belong to them and they use it for themselves? Huh? Come on, we had somebody embezzling money that worked for us right here in this place. We had to fire them. We don't want no embezzlers. Everybody's going, who in the world was that? Who's he talking about? It's a secret. We ain't had one. We've had a few. Embezzle. Everybody say embezzle. Somebody works at a company, embezzles $10,000 or $1 million. What do? They slowly skim money off the top and where nobody don't know us, and they keep taking it over a long period of time, just a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, and that's how they do it. It goes unnoticed, and then they use it for their own benefit. What are they doing? They're embezzling money. They're a thief.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment, but first I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
The enemy of your life, watch this, don't miss this. The enemy of your life has no rights to your gifts. He has no rights to your talents, your potential. He has no rights to your life. He has no rights to your energy. He has no rights to your money. Some of y'all need to look at your checking account and say, devil, get your hands off. No enemy has any rights to my finances. Amen. So what he does is he comes along in our life and he works as an embezzler. He slowly drains those things out of us. He tricks us and he steals a little bit of our gift, a little bit of our talent, and he uses them for his own benefit. So he takes what was originally designed to represent God in the earth, something that was destined to bring forth the glory of God in the earth, and he uses that to glorify himself. That's why when people are out there doing all kinds of crazy things with their time, their talent, their treasure, everything, their money and everything, they're not giving no glory to God. They're giving glory to the devil. That's why in the old days, the Pentecostal woman would look at MTV and go, look at all them people giving glory to the devil. And all the teenagers would say, what are you talking about? That's some good music right there. But the Pentecostal ladies had it right. Because they were being embezzled by the enemy to profit. Come on, somebody help me. Oh, no, Pastor, don't want me listening to that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, what are you being used for? Come on, somebody. See, some of you in this room tonight, you've been embezzled. You've been robbed from. The enemy's robbed you of your talent, and he's made it a good use for himself. So how's he done that? Just being passive and not doing anything in the kingdom proves that you've been being embezzled. Because you're a person of destiny. Come on, help me, amen? He's taken people and he's embezzled from them their potential, and he's used it for his benefit, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his purpose. The devil's got a three-point plan: kill, steal, and destroy. And he has a three-point structure to get it done. Come on, help me, amen? Is this okay? Can I keep going? Is that all right? This is what he does. He tricks us into believing that the wrong things will bring us fulfillment. If I could just get a raise. If I could just get somebody to notice me. Come on, help me. He tricks us into believing that the wrong things will bring us fulfillment. He makes us chase fantasies. Come on. That's why the book of Proverbs says this. He says, a man that is not wise will spend his life chasing fantasies. Fools chase fantasies. Always trying to get satisfaction from something that will never satisfy them. In other words, I chase all kinds of things, and when I get it, I think it'll give me the fulfillment that I want. Maybe it'll give me a whole lot more understanding, or maybe it'll give me more love. Maybe it'll give me more satisfaction. Maybe it'll give me a little bit of joy. Maybe it'll give me some peace. And all of a sudden, when I get it, how many of you ever found out that people got what they want when they wanted it, and then when they got it, they didn't want what they got? Come on, amen. Didn't want it after they got it. Isn't that right? Spend a whole bunch of money buying a car. Spend a whole bunch of money buying houses. Spend a whole bunch of money. If I can just get that gold watch. If I can just get to that game. If I can just build that house. If I can just go on a European tour. If I can then my life. If I can just have it. If I just get it right. God, if you'll do that for me, I won't ask you for nothing else. Chasing fantasies. Some of us young men, we know all about that when we were 18, 19 years old. God, if you'll just get that girl to fall in love with me, I'll never ask you for another thing. And then she falls in love with you, and a year later, and says, God, if you'll just get that woman out of my life. Some of us need to be thanking God for unanswered prayers. Because what happens is they end up getting a house, or they end up getting a car, and they end up getting a job, and they're still just as miserable as they were before they ever got all that stuff, because they find out that it ain't the stuff that gives them fulfillment in their life. But they think it's going to be the stuff, and when it ain't the stuff, they just go chase something else, and then they find out that ain't it either. Amen? Because listen, there's a key word in Matthew chapter 6 that just keeps occurring everywhere, and it's this word. It's called things. Things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. Everybody shout things. Things. He said, what is he eating? What is food? How many of you? It's a thing. Come on, somebody. Amen. What is provision? It's a thing. What's a house? It's a thing. What's a king? It's a thing. What's a relationship? It's a thing. Things. Huh? And he's saying, rather than understanding my kingdom, that will follow my kingdom, that will eventually add things to their life, and believing the secret to life, rather than understanding that, all they do is chase things. They just want things in their life. Come on, help me, amen? And you'll never get satisfaction by chasing stuff. Are we okay? I wish Pastor would go back to preaching about the Holy Ghost. This is hard. Y'all remember that? Some of y'all are old enough to remember this. Remember the TV show? I think it's on rerun on TV Land or something. The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Remember that? If you're too old for that, then you might remember on MTV Cribs. You ever notice that Lifestyles and the Rich and Famous are on that show Cribs? What do they show you? They show you the house. They show you the swimming pool. They open up the closet, pull out the drawer, and show you all the Rolex watches and that are just lined up one color for every day of the year. What are they showing you? They're showing you things. They walk you out in the garage and walk you by all the different color Rolls Royces and Bentleys and Ferraris and Porsches, and everybody's going, ooh, look at that crib. Oh, if I could just have those things. Come on, somebody, amen. How many of you know, when you watch them shows like that, like they never show you the kids that are in rehab? Come on, amen. They never introduce you to the divorced lawyers. They never show you their banking account statement where they've wasted money time and time again and just thrown it away. They never show you the medicine cabinet where they got 30 pills where so they can go to sleep at night and another 30 pills so they can get up in the morning and face the day. I mean, they're not showing you none of that stuff. They're not showing you the Zoloft and the Prozac. Come on, somebody. Come on, amen. And I said, oh, pastor's just stereotyping rich people. No, I'm not stereotyping nobody. That's not what I'm doing here. But what I'm saying is this, is when people try to create for you an image of life, like if you could ever just be like that, then you would be happy and you would be fulfilled. What they're doing is they're just showing you things. They're just showing you things. Everybody say things. They never talk about the character of the person. The person that lives in the house. The person that may not even be able to look at the mirror in themselves, at themselves. I know Prince had a lot of things. And he wasn't just a musical talent and a great vocalist. He was a great songwriter. Some of y'all don't know this, but some of the biggest bands in the world sing his music that he wrote for them. Guy lived in his own compound. But at some point in his life, he felt the need to pop Percocet all day long so he could face life. He had all the things anybody could ever want. He had plenty of things. Come on, help me somebody, amen? But we still, somewhere in the back of our mind, we still believe that that's the secret to having a blessed life. We believe that somehow all the stuff that we see out there is how we are blessed. Come on, amen?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net. Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.